Thank you. This is called the Bonza, and it's made by a man named Scott Didlake in Mississippi. And this is very similar to what the slaves played. And it's made from a gourd. And this neck is made of West African wood, and it's fretless. But somewhere in the early 1800s, they started doing this hoop construction and making banjos kind of the way we see them today. This is an exact replica of an 1840s banjo, and it's also fretless, and it was used in the minstrel shows, which were really America's first popular entertainment. And the minstrel shows featured slave music and Celtic music kind of combined. And the instrumentation was bones, fiddle, tambourine, and banjo. And we're going to do a few tunes note for note from the first banjo instruction book by a guy named Tom Briggs, and it dates from 1855. So we'll play a little minstrel music for you right now.
Tom Briggs, 1855. It did not make any difference when he took sick. He played all the same. Only after he got here, he could only play the light one. He used to have it hanging against the wall so as he could reach it in bed. Most any time you came in, you could hear him talking to that old Cremona, he used to call it, and having it talk back to him. By and by, he got so weak he could hardly hold on to it. Sometimes the sound was so faint that it seemed as if he and the banjo were both falling into a dream. All the while, he kept up a good heart, poor fella. And my friends kept encouraging him along, too. Every now and then, he would raise himself up and say, "Oh, how I'll make them look around when I get strength enough again to make that old banjo speak." But he could feel himself going. And after some straight and sensible talk, he told his friend, when he died, to pack up his two banjos, send them home to his father and his mother. In his last waking hour, he called me in and he asked me to hand him his banjo. And then he took hold of it as if he were looking at a friend with whom he was gonna part with forever. He tried to hit it, but he could merely drop the weight of his thin fingers on the chords. The sound was so small, it was like the buzz of a fly. And then he dropped his hand and he gave it up and he said, "It's no use. I cannot hit it anymore." Those were the last words Tom Briggs ever spoke.